Right now in Washington, and on a 6 a.m. video, not a press conference, not an announcement, not a speech in front of adoring worshipers, a video, the President of the United States says he will do it again. We've seen this before in our modern history, back across all of the span of America. Jack Fitzpatrick joins us now with Bloomberg Government. Jack, it's like the New York Jets winning the Super Bowl twice. It's tough to do. I mean, the second term, Jack, is radically different than a first term campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, the second term, and that would be the case here. You look at the message that President Biden is sending. He's asking voters to let him finish the job. He's warning of some of the same things that he campaigned against in the first place, warning of Republican extremists. You look back at his first term and you see a two-year period when he had the opportunity to pass legislation and was tasked with responding to a major crisis and got some big bills in response to COVID. And then heading toward a second term, you now see him in a divided government, sort of squabbling with Kevin McCarthy over the debt limit. You can't predict exactly what would happen in 2024, but if you look to, you know, the Obama years or any number of examples, it's a little harder for him to run for reelection saying, if you give us this one opportunity, we can do big things, having already gotten a couple of his big bills enacted. So it's a redux. It's some of the same issues that he ran on in the first place, but it certainly is a different set of circumstances.
Paul, I can't get over the age. I noticed I said this to Farrell. William Gladstone, the prime minister, 1892 ran. He became prime minister, at 82 years old.
Okay.
So there's a precedent to this.
Maybe, the, you know, 80's the new 70. Who knows? So, Jack, how enthusiastic do you believe the Democratic Party is for this nomination? Again, as Tom just noted, I mean, it's just kind of a video announcing. It seems like it's kind of just get it out there. How enthusiastic do you think the party is for this?
Not terribly enthusiastic. You look at the basic polling numbers. He tends to be in the low 40s job approval rating across the board. U.S. adults, in an NBC poll that came out a couple days ago, 70% said he should not run again for president. And the video approach may reflect that. The fact that this is not a major campaign launch. He still has the opportunity to get a bit more aggressive later. But I think this is a quiet launch amid a lack of enthusiasm from Democrats right now.
And Jack, on the other side, you know, if I'm a Republican strategist, I look at this election cycle and say, oh my God, the table's set for the Republicans to really get somebody in the White House. But, you know, you could argue they don't really have anybody, do they?
Yeah, nobody has really surged against Donald Trump. To be fair, Ron DeSantis has not launched a presidential campaign, so the fact that he's behind isn't necessarily the end for him. But it's essentially Donald Trump at the front of the pack, which is one reason Democrats may be somewhat confident in Biden. He beat him once. He potentially could beat him again. But really, it's on the Republican side, too. It's a redux of 2020. And not an insurgent, nobody who seems to be inspiring Republicans any more than Trump.
I look, Jack, at the ballet forward, and I mentioned this question this morning. I guess the Republicans have codified Rhino, Republican in name only. To liberals in Washington, is the gentleman from Delaware a dino, a Democrat in name only?
I think, see a parallel there. The critique tends to come from the left against Biden. That may be almost a strength of his. You know, he didn't have great approval numbers heading into the midterms, and yet Democrats kind of overachieved, possibly because Democrats who say they don't like Biden and are unenthusiastic still see him and his party as the better option. So there's some pushback from the left. Does it get to the extreme point that you see sometimes with Republicans? That's a big question heading into 2024.
Very quickly here, I have the recollection as I was reading through Grover Cleveland Alexander. That's who I call Grover Cleveland, after the pitcher. He was named after the baseball pitcher. Understood. And I think around that time, William McKinley basically campaigned off a front porch in Ohio, which is what you did in 1880 or 1890, 1900. Here we have a president launching with a video today. Should we expect more of that and less traditional verbiage from our president?
I'm guessing not, because, for one, we've already seen kind of a revolution in campaigning via social media. I don't think that's a change coming. Also, Biden kind of connects with people in person, the glad-handing, the sometimes debating somebody who asks him a tough question. The old-school style is what benefits Biden.
Right.
So there has been a change, but I think he'll probably stick with that to a pretty significant extent.
Jack Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it here on the beginning of the presidential campaign.
Yep,
I wonder when the Republicans come out as well.